Something about milk goats presented on transcription by the University of Illinois College of Agriculture. Now, most of us don't know very much about milk goats, so let's solicit some help from our authority, E.E. Ormiston of the Dairy Husbandry Department. Ormy?
Well, Ted, as you say, most of us are not very well informed on milk goats, and since the women buy most of the milk and are therefore potential milk goat customers, I asked the five young men to furnish the answers. I have an idea these questions are about like those that might come to the minds of our listeners.
All right, Ormy, here goes. Here's the first one. How many quarts of milk will a good goat produce in a day?
A good goat will give at least 3 quarts of milk a day when she's fresh, and a 4-quart goat is an excellent one. I believe the record is about 23 pounds or 2.5 gallons of milk in a single day. An improved milk goat should produce an average of at least 2 quarts of milk a day for 7 or 8 months and not go dry in less than 10 months.
Here's another one. In what part of the United States are goats most common?
Well, goats are distributed all over the United States. They are most numerous in California. Illinois is second only to California in the number of improved milk goats. Now, in total number of goats, Illinois does not rank that high, but those who keep goats in Illinois evidently keep better ones than do the average goat keepers of the country as a whole.
Well, now, here's someone who has an eye to the future. How many years does a goat produce milk?
They'll produce milk till they're 8 or 9 years, and some of them even 12 years old.
Well, here's another along that line. About what age do goats reach their peak of production?
The peak is reached after about the 3rd or 4th kidding, which would be when the goat is around 4 or 5 years old.
Well, now, speaking of kidding, here's a question on that. How often do goats kid?
Once a year. They usually are bred between August and November, and they kid in late winter and early spring, say from January to April.
Is butter ever made from goat's milk?
Well, yes, it is. Goat's butter, it lacks the yellow color that cow's butter has, but this can easily be supplied by the addition of butter coloring. The cream doesn't rise from goat's milk as readily as it does from cow's milk because of the smaller fat globules. But the milk can be separated with an ordinary separator, or it can be placed in pans in a cool place, and the cream will rise in about 2 or 3 days. Now, butter from goat's milk doesn't stand up quite as well in hot weather as does butter from cow's milk.
This question asks, what are goats fed, and what does it cost to feed one?
Well, goats are fed about the same rations as cows. They need a good leafy hay, and it must be leafy. Good green alfalfa is the best. The grain mixture can consist of corn and oats, or barley and bran, and a little protein supplement. As for the expense of keeping a goat, of course that varies with the amount of feed used and the price, but at present prices of farm feeds, a person could feed a doe at a cost of, $8 or $10 for grain and $5 or $6 for hay and pasture, so that it costs about $12 or $16 a year to feed a real good goat.
Now this question asks, what is the usual length of lactation?
Well, of course, that varies with a goat, but a well-bred milk goat is expected to milk at least 8 or 10 months. Many of the better ones will milk as much as a year, a year and a half, or even 2 years.
Well, here's an interesting question. After goats are no longer producing, what use is made of them?
Well, I suppose a person who asked that question wondered if people eat goats, and people do eat goats. I don't imagine that an old milk goat makes very choice meat, but young goats are very fine. And in certain sections of the country where goats are numerous, their meat is marketed as chevron. Most goats, though, find their way to the market in small numbers, and the meat is usually sold as mutton.
Well, Ormy, which breed of milk goats is most popular in the United States?
Well, the most numerous breed in this country is the Toggenburg, and they're very closely followed by the Saanens. Two other breeds, the Anglo-Nubians and the Alpines, are gaining very rapidly.
Here's a question. Is it true that goat's milk is stronger in flavor than cow's milk, and will it keep longer?
The goat is the most maligned animal that we have, and one of the things of which it is unjustly accused is that its milk is strong or has a goaty flavor. As a matter of fact, if goat's milk is produced under sanitary conditions, and if it's not allowed to stand around and absorb odors, it has just as fine a flavor as the best cow's milk. Experiments have been tried many times in which people who were prejudiced against goat's milk, or thought they were, could not tell the difference between samples of goat's milk and cow's milk when they were tasting both. As for the keeping quality of goat's milk, it's about the same as cow's milk when it's produced under the same conditions of sanitation.
Well, here is a question. How much does goat milk usually sell for?
Well, not long ago, I visited a goat dairy in Decatur, Illinois, and the owner was selling goat's milk at 30 cents a quart and 15 cents a pint. It usually sells from 25 cents to 50 cents a quart.
Now, here's another one of those time-honored questions. Is it true that goats will eat anything, tin cans and such?
Well, someone's evidently been reading a comic strip or cartoons. Goats will not eat just anything, and of course they will not eat tin cans. They have a lot of curiosity, and they'll sniff around tin cans, and they may eat the paper labels. It may be that the glue which sticks the labels onto the can is sweet, and they like the taste of it. But there really is no animal more particular about what it eats than a goat. They will not eat soil food of any kind unless they're forced to by hunger.
About how much does a mature goat weigh?
Well, the weight of a mature goat varies with the breed. There's quite a difference in that respect, but roughly speaking, most mature does will weigh between 90 pounds and about 130 pounds.
And how many kids are born at once?
Well, twins or triplets are the most common. They may have from one kid to as many as five at one kidding.
Well, here's another question along that line. About what is the average weight of a kid at birth?
Most of them weigh from 5.5 to 6.5 pounds.
Are goats tested for milk production like cows are?
Yes, they are. They may be tested in advanced racetry, in ordinary dairy herd improvement associations, or in herd improvement racetry work. There's a herd owned by Mr. Weaver of Taylorville, Illinois, on official test now.
Now, is a goat milked from the side or from the rear?
Well, that depends on who's doing the milking. They may be milked either from the side or from the rear. Many goat keepers of foreign nationality prefer to milk from behind, but people who are accustomed to keeping cows usually prefer to milk from the side, and goats are milked from the right side just as are cows. In milking, the doe usually is allowed to stand on a small platform about 2 or 2.5 feet high and make it more convenient.
Well, here's one that I've been expecting on the use of goat's milk for babies. It says, why is goat's milk recommended for those suffering from stomach trouble and also for babies?
Well, the reason goat's milk is often recommended for persons who, through some digestive disturbance, can't use cow's milk is that goat's milk is more easily digested. It has much smaller fat globules, and it forms a soft flocculent curd which aids in the speed of digestion. Now, there are people who'd have you believe that goat's milk is a panacea with all of the attributes claimed for patent medicines, and that it will cure anything. That's not the case. There are many people, adults and babies alike, who can't use cow's milk, and they find goat's milk answer their problem.
Here's another question. Does goat's milk have a bad odor?
No. We answered one like that a while ago. If the goat's milk does smell, it's the fault of the one who does the milking and takes care of the goat, and not the goat's fault. When the milk is secured from a clean goat that's kept in clean quarters, it's free from any disagreeable odors, because a clean female goat is odorless.
Well, here's someone who has the right idea in hot weather. Is it possible to make frozen desserts with goat's milk?
It certainly is. Ice cream, butter, cheese, cottage cheese, or anything else that I know of that can be made with cow's milk can be made equally well with goat's milk.
Here are some others on goat's milk. What color is it?
Pure white. Just as white as the whitest brown Swiss or Holstein milk.
And how much butter fat is there in goat's milk, and can it be separated?
Well, goat's milk usually varies from about 3.5% butter fat to as much as 6%, with an average of about 4%. And it can be separated with an ordinary separator.
Here's a skeptic. Isn't it true that practically all goats are either dry or in production at about the same time?
Well, it's true that goats are normally seasonal breeders. That is, most of them breed in late summer and early fall, and then kid in late winter, early spring. So that, for that reason, there is not an overabundance of milk during the winter months. But there's a range there of about 3 or 4 months season in which goats may be bred, and many of the better goats can be held over so that they continue to milk for a year or more. And if one plans a breeding program and has a herd of persistent milkers, it's not much of a problem to have a fairly uniform supply of milk throughout the year.
Here's another. Are goats native to the United States, and if not, where do they come from?
Well, goats are not native to the United States. The native home is believed to be in Persia. They are worldwide in distribution, and the only domestic animal more widely distributed is the dog. The ancestors of the unimproved goats were brought to this country many years ago. The early settlers in Virginia and New England brought goats with them to supply their milk. It's interesting to learn that in 1622, there was an order for the importation of 400 improved goats from Wales to Virginia. The native goat in the southwestern part of the United States was brought here with the Spanish settlers, or they found their way up through Mexico. Now, our improved goats, that's the Toggenbergs, the Sonnens, and the Alpines, were imported from Switzerland, while the Anglo-Nubians came from England, where they have been developed from goats imported to England from Egypt or Nubia.
How many breeds of dairy goats are there, and what do they look like?
Well, there are several breeds of dairy goats in other countries that we don't have in the United States. Here we have the four breeds we've already mentioned, the Toggenbergs, Sonnens, Anglo-Nubians, and Alpines. Now, the Toggenbergs can always be told because they're brown in color with white legs and a white stripe running down each side of the face. The Sonnens can always be told easily enough because they are pure white in color. The Anglo-Nubian, they may be brown or black or red or even spotted, but it's always easy to tell one because Anglo-Nubians have drooping ears rather than upright ears like the other breeds, and they also have a distinct Roman nose. The Alpines are less numerous. They may have a variety of color, but usually the forequarters are lighter than the rear quarters. The color may vary from pure white to pure black, but the only ones that a person is apt to confuse Alpine with are the Sonnens, and then only the pure white ones would be mixed.
Now, does milk production of the various breeds of goats vary, as in the case of the breeds of dairy cattle and also the butterfat test?
Yes, there is a variation in the milk yield and also in the test in goats, quite similar to that in breeds of dairy cattle. Generally speaking, the Sonnens give the most milk and have the lowest percentage of butterfat. The Anglo-Nubians give the least milk, and it tests the highest. The Alpines and the Toggenbergs are a sort of happy medium.
Here's another one of those questions on medicinal properties of goat's milk. What does goat's milk contain or not contain that makes it of more value than cow's milk, especially for those on diet?
Well, I'll repeat that there's nothing magic in goat's milk. It's a food and not a medicine. Now, there is much literature to the contrary, but very, very little of it is supported by experimental evidence. It's a well-known fact that certain people are allergic to cow's milk and find goat's milk suited to them. And there are certain people with stomach disorders who have been unable to use cow's milk and have obtained relief by using goat's milk. And further, there are many cases on record, cases of undisputed evidence, that many babies that have been unable to digest cow's milk have made very satisfactory gains on goat's milk. The reason for all this is not thoroughly understood. It's known that goat's milk is easier digested, as we already said, because of smaller fat globules and softer curd, but a chemist can find very little difference in the two milks, and there is no reason to believe that the differences he does find have any nutritional significance. I can't say, Ted, just what it is that goat's milk contains or doesn't contain that makes it any more valuable in those special cases, but there are cases in which it proved a definite benefit.
Now, here's one more question. We saved it for the last. Do you think there's much of a place for milk goats in Illinois?
Well, now that depends on what a person means by much of a place. If the questioner means, do I think there will be a large number of commercial goat dairies in Illinois, the answer is no. Because goats can't compete with cows in the production of milk on a commercial scale, under conditions of abundant feed and so forth, which we have in Illinois. A few of the larger cities where special markets can be developed may offer opportunities for commercial goat dairies. But I believe that there are many families in Illinois that'd be much better off if they had one or two goats for the family milk supply. This is especially true of people of low income who feel they can't afford to buy milk or whose conditions are such that it would be impractical to keep a cow. Now, there are many such families in Illinois, especially around the edges of cities and so-called marginal areas in mining districts, certain truck farms, and small landholders. Two or three goats could be kept at very little expense, and they'd furnish plenty of milk and butter for a family. It seems to me that that's the chief place for milk goats in Illinois.
This transcribed discussion on Something About Milk Goats was brought to you by E.E. Armiston, dairy specialist at the University of Illinois College of Agriculture.